ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more. No more joking on the lights. Finally opened up my eyes. It's a
brand new world. It's a brand new world. It's a brand new. My next guest is singer-songwriter who infuses funk and soul and R&B, often to voice protests on social and cultural issues. Moju has been captivating audiences with their incredible voice for over two decades. This weekend, they will be performing in Melbourne for an intimate acoustic-style performance followed by a Q&A, and Moju is here to tell us all about it. Moju, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Before we get to the weekend's performance, your fourth studio album is out. It was released this time, last year? What has the past year been like for you?
Well, I think with anyone that's working in the music industry or in the arts right now, it's been a bit of a roller coaster, I won't lie. But it has been, you know, I think the response to the album has been overwhelmingly positive, and that's really lovely, because I think it's an album that means a lot to me in particular. I really feel like this record achieved all the things that I kind of wanted to do creatively, and yeah, I'm really proud of this one. So yeah, it's been good. The response has been good. We've had some great shows.
You've had some great shows. You're about to have another great show, I suspect. But just on, you know, the roller coaster of being in this industry at the moment, what does that look like? Is it just a case of, you know, the disruptions and the cancellations? Is that what you're talking about? Because there has been quite a bit of trouble in the industry.
There has. A lot of festivals disappearing off the map. And just not the same kind of, not as much work as they used to be, but I think that's kind of across the board for everyone right now. You know, it's not just the arts, but we have seen a lot of that, and you know, a lot of shows and venues closing, and it's just a lot quieter out there than it used to be.
Your lyrics really express your cultural and social views on things that we know are, you know, big issues in our community, from First Nations rights to climate change. Tell me about that lyric writing and the stories that you're trying to tell with your music as well.
I mean, look, to be totally honest, I'm an artist first and foremost. And I think a lot of people view me as an activist of sorts, but I am an activist only out of necessity. You know, it's like it's not if I didn't have to be talking about certain things, then, you know, I wouldn't be, but I feel that I do. And as you know, along with that, it's kind of, I think a lot of the time I'm not necessarily, my identity and my lived experience is just something that I carry with me into every room, you know, like anyone else. Like, you are who you are, and that comes out through my work. That informs, you know, the things that I talk about, because that's the experience that I've had in the world. So it's not like a deliberate effort to be angry all the time, or like to be, you know, kind of trying to force an opinion on anyone else. It is purely just like I'm speaking about my life and my experience of the world and how I interact with the world. And right now there's a lot of things going on in the world that are kind of feel urgent and quite pressing to talk about. So inevitably that comes through in the work, I think.
Tell us about your upcoming performance at The Count.
Well, I thought I'd do something a little bit different. You know, this time last year we released the album. We did a show at Hamer Hall with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra, and we did Sydney Opera House with the Sydney Symphony Orchestra. And there was a lot of musicians on stage. And that was really an incredible way to kind of present the work. And it was such a, you know, a very challenging and rewarding experience to kind of hear your music arranged orchestrally. So I thought, you know, it's been a little while since I've kind of done a show. We just did a couple of festivals. We did some festivals over the last few months. We've been playing a lot of festivals. So with as a band, just a five-piece, I thought I want to really do something very different. So I've stripped it right back. It's just going to be me and my very dear friend, Lewis Coleman, who has been playing in my band for the last decade. It's just the two of us singing harmonies, and Lewis is going to be playing piano. We've got the grand piano, you know, wheel it out for us.
Bring it out.
At the counts. Yeah, tomorrow night. So strangely, we've never done this before.
Uh-huh.
Lewis, I was like, Lewis, how do you think we'll go? When I asked him about the show, I was like, how do you think you'd go just playing all of this on the piano, no other instrumentation? And he was like, I think he was a little daunted by the task, but pretty keen to take it on. So, yeah, we thought we'd give it a crack, just the two of us and a really stripped back version of the songs. And it's been, I'll tell you what, it's been really beautiful to sort of get back to the heart of the songs, you know, and what's the bare essentials, and to see what's there.
Beautiful. And you'll be taking questions too, which I know audiences love. Thank you so much, Moju, for joining us.
No, not at all. Thanks for having me.
Singer-songwriter Moju is performing an intimate acoustic set followed by Q&A at The Count in Melbourne on Saturday night if you happen to be in Melbourne.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.